This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We love MasterChef. What a week it's been in the MasterChef kitchen. Marco Pierre-White put contestants through their paces only as he can this week. Now, normally when in doubt, you should always add some more wine, but poor Tash last night had too much plonk in her risotto. Joining me on the line from MasterChef, welcome to Joy, Tash.
Hi, Leo. How are you going?
I am good. Now, you were born in Malaysia. You moved here when you were 19. With your Chinese and Indian heritage, you've come to love food and different flavours. What was the turning point for you auditioning for MasterChef?
I had applied last year and didn't get in, and I'd applied the year before even though I wasn't eligible because I wasn't even Australian at that point.
Yeah.
And so this year when they called me and said, come in and audition, I thought, oh my goodness. And then I thought, you know what, I'm not going to get in and I'm going to have to fly to Melbourne from Canberra and it's going to cost me, you know, like $300, and I think I'd rather go out to a nice dinner with my partner. I'm not even going to go in audition. And he said to me, you're being silly, you have to go. And I did, and, you know, made it into the top 24 and now the top 12.
You have done a few group challenges of the course on the time on the show. Now, with Marco on the pass, it added to the pressure. Now, you've done a gorgeous dessert, didn't you, with Earl Grey tea?
Yeah, thank you.
That was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. It's like a modern update on berries and cream, I thought. Oh, so that was what I was going for anyway. And the judges seemed to like it, so that was really good.
So desserts are your specialty?
I started off cooking desserts because as a cook, it's a really great place to start because it's all methodical and precise. And then, you know, only as I moved out of home and I didn't have my sister to have dessert with me every single night, that when I started cooking savoury.
To be honest, Tash, Marco Pierre-White fixed me out. If I was cooking in the kitchen, I would need a few wires to calm my nerves, I think. But he's so well-respected in the industry and he's a bit of a tough taskmaster. But what an opportunity for you to cook opposite him.
Yeah, he's really great. And you'll notice that he might be tough on you, but he's never mean.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's always pushing you to be better. And unfortunately for me, you know, when in doubt, add more wine, didn't quite go in my favour. Never did I think that too much wine would be a bad thing.
Well, I mean, talking of that, because last night, the dreaded risotto, which, I mean, I have to be honest with you, last time I cooked risotto, it was more like rice pudding. It was so gluggy. It was awful. But take us through the challenge last night for those that missed it, because your just looked amazing.
Yeah, and look, for me, risotto is about the rice, and it's, you know, it's about the rice really having that perfect consistency and just carrying the flavours of the other ingredients that have been cooked with it. And as I went to tip the wine and I thought, yeah, that's probably a bit more than I would have used, but it'll be fine. It'll
just keep going.
But, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, I think I ignored the first rule of cooking, which is always pour yourself a glass of wine first.
Now, last night, of course, I mean, too much wine sent you home, unfortunately, but what's your favourite dish using a good wine?
One of the dishes we've actually cooked on the show before, it was a poached pear in spiced red wine with a blue cheese mousse and a chocolate twill. And, you know, that was teamwork at its best. And we all sat down together and came up with a great concept and executed it perfectly. And it was in the dessert degustation challenge with Darren Purchase. But that dish is an excellent way to end a meal because it's not overly sweet and it's got that savouriness from the cheese. It's a really amazing dish.
And it's perfect winter dessert as well.
Yeah, it's great for winter. It's great for people that don't necessarily like really sweet desserts. But, you know, there's a lot that can be done with wine. You know, you can make champagne jelly and sorbets, and there's really a lot to be done with it. Unfortunately, putting in a bit too much is not a good thing.
I know all about that. Now, finally, Tash, your MasterChef journey may be over, but I hear you've got a few things on the go, haven't you?
Yeah, so I'm working on a video series. I'm hoping to start work on a video series soon and looking to do some pop-ups around Canberra.
Because Canberra, of course, I went there once years and years ago and I found it quite sleepy and sort of laid back. So it needs a good cafe, Tash.
Oh, Canberra's completely taken off. You should totally come and visit because
I should, yeah.
We've got great wineries. It's truffle growing region. There's a great microbrewery there. And it's really taken off in the few months I've been away. There's a speakeasy bar. There's so much happening in Canberra and it's quite a different place to live than even when I moved there a couple of years ago.
So Tash, all the best for the food dream. Thanks for joining me this morning on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thank you very much, Lil.
No problem at all. And make sure you catch MasterChef people every Sunday to Thursday at 7:30 on Network 10. Thanks, Tash.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Tash, the latest evictee from this year's MasterChef. With Marco Pierre White this week. He scares me, to be honest. He really, really scares me. But anyway, great series so far on MasterChef, so keep watching on Network 10.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.